I never saw this table completely uncovered, but I saw its various wrappings at different times. At the bottom, there was a layer of old newspaper stained by Worcester sauce. Above that, a sheet of sticky white oilcloth. Above that, a green serge cloth. Above that, a coarse linen cloth, never changed and seldom taken off. Generally, the crumbs from breakfast were still on the table at supper. I used to get to know individual crumbs by sight, and watch their progress up and down the table from day to day. The shop was a narrow, cold sort of room. On the outside of the window, a few white letters, relics of ancient chocolate advertisements, were scattered like stars. Inside, there was a slab upon which lay the great white folds of tripe, and the great flocculent stuff known as black tripe, and the ghostly translucent feet of pigs, ready boiled. It was the ordinary tripe and pea shop, and not much else was stocked except bread, cigarettes, and tin stuff. Teas were advertised in the window, but if a customer demanded a cup of tea, he was usually put off with excuses. Mr. Brooker, though out of work for 2 years, was a miner by trade, but he and his wife had been keeping shops of various kinds as a sideline all their lives. At one time they had had a pub, but they had lost their license for allowing gambling on the premises. I doubt whether any of their businesses had ever paid. They were the kind of people...